Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Power Is Now Market Update. I'm Yvonne McFadden with Deluxe Realty. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Yvonne McFadden, Deluxe Realty. I'm going to be talking about Arizona, and we have Jenny Gonzalez. She's all over Corona, California. And Eric Frazier with First Bank. You're in for an enticing show. As I said before, I am Yvonne McFadden with Deluxe Realty. I will be sharing all of Arizona with you today. My license number is SA0350-43000. My contact information is YvonneMcFaddenRealtor.com, and my email address is Yvonne@YvonneMcFadden.com. My telephone number, 480-628-2619. And let's get started with Jenny Gonzalez from Corona, California. Hi, Jenny. How are you today?
Hi, Yvonne. I'm having a fantastic end of the week. I don't know about you, but it's been busy, busy, busy. It has been kind of crazy around here. This is Jenny Gonzalez with Keller Williams Corona. My license number is 01249788. I've been licensed since 1998. My cell phone number is 951-316-0374. And I serve Corona and the Inland Empire and, of course, Southern California. Thank you, Yvonne, and I look forward to a great show.
I tell you, we're going to have a great show, but Eric, please introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Thank you, Yvonne. My name is Eric Frazier, and I'm a vice president and mortgage advisor with First Bank. My license number is 461807. The views and opinions that I express on this show are my own and do not necessarily reflect that of First Bank. First Bank's been around since 1910, and we specialize in working with first-time home buyers, our investors or move-up buyers. If you are looking to buy or sell, I can assist you with the financing. We can get it done. I'm looking forward to talking about interest rates and programs here at First Bank. Thank you, Yvonne.
Eric, we are going to have a great show. And I'd like to get started and share some information on Arizona. We have not slowed down. We are only going to pick up steam. We have been the number one driving force in the United States here in the Valley of the Sun. With our technology coming in, the companies, they're just flocking here because not only for the weather, but because of the employment history here in Arizona. We have a balanced market far as employment here in Arizona, Eric and Jenny. Can you believe that? We are no longer under the wire when it comes to employment. Our employment numbers are at a balance, and we are really thrilled about that. And with all the new companies coming in, there's jobs and there's brand new housing that's coming. And I'll share that with you a little bit later.
Yvonne, when you say a balance, do you know what the unemployment rate is?
Eric, what I mean by balance is that we're at pre-pandemic numbers. We're at 4.8%. That's our unemployment rate now here in Arizona. And I just want to share a few other numbers with you far as our claims, our unemployment claims. In 2020, it was 3,844. 2021, we're at 3,799. So that just shows you what direction Arizona is going in. And our employment rate for Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale is 3.4%. Folks, Arizona is where you should be looking to relocate. if it's your second home, or move here for your job quality, because Arizona is on the map for great things, new housing, as well as job opportunity. And speaking of job opportunities, as well as housing, I have a new listing coming up, Eric and Jenny, and it's in a phenomenal location. It's in Phoenix. If anyone knows Phoenix, 85050, look it up. It's Desert Ridge. It's a brand new community of housing, shopping, the Mayo Clinic, the JW Marriott. It's less than 3 minutes to the 101 freeway. You have access all over the valley from this location, and it abuts Scottsdale, Arizona. So when you're in Desert Ridge, you can get into Scottsdale within 5 minutes. And this particular home is a new home that was built in 2019. It's 2,200 square feet. It's a two-story. It's absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait for the photographs so I can share them with you, because this home will be coming on the market within the next 2 weeks. I will hold it open during Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm certain when I put it in coming soon, it will be gone, because this is a hot, hot, hot community. Recently, I was on with clients in a lottery. They were pulling your name from a jar, and we did not win that bid. So that just tells you the level of excitement in this community. And it's, like I said, it's great for families, and it's great for just if you want the great walking paths, shopping, and access to the freeway, Eric.
Sounds like a great property. What is the price point going to be? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. I there's several upgrades in this home, so I need to walk it. I'm visiting with them on Sunday, and I will have that number the next time we meet.
Yvonne, you know, we were on the Homebuyer Town Hall, and hopefully, you know, our listeners and viewers will catch that last show. But you mentioned price points of $300,000, $200,000. People can still buy a house in Arizona in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. That, to me, is phenomenal. Can you just speak on that for a minute?
These are new home builders. Well, not all of them are new, but there's several smaller builders that are moving into the East Valley. And the affordability is very important in those areas, because you do have, you know, a cluster of seniors as well as new families that would love to own a home. And these builders are coming in the 200,000s in their base prices. And when we say 200,000, they're probably going to benchmark a little like 250, between 250 and 300 base. But the exciting part about these builders, most of the homes will have all of the upgraded features. So you're not going to have to upgrade to the level of another $30,000 or $50,000 to complete your home. You'll be able to move into a standard home and have all those great features, and in the price point that you can afford. And Eric, I know you're going to speak on the new levels of mortgage rates, far as when not interest rates, but the level of how much you can now for an FHA, conventional, those numbers I understand are up. So that's going to allow for a lot of affordability for some of these families as well.
You're absolutely right, Yvonne. I will be talking about that a little bit later. The Federal Housing Finance Agency has increased loan limits across the board for both conventional and government loans. And I'll share more about that in just a few minutes. But I'm really just amazed at the price points that are available. And I think we're gonna see many more people traveling to Arizona to not only find some of those great jobs you're talking about, but also to buy a new home. And if you're thinking about that, I can help you. First Bank lends in 48 states. And so be happy to assist you if you're looking to make the move.
I think that's great. And we're going to listen and hear what Jenny Gonzalez has to say about Corona, because Corona is blowing up in which direction, Jenny?
You know, it is on a week-to-week, a day-to-day, an hour-hour basis here in Corona. It is absolutely nuts. On one day, we will have, all of a sudden, you see signs up around the neighborhoods, and then the next month, you don't see any. So we're really seeing just that fluctuation of, okay, we've got a couple of people that decided that they're going to put their homes on the market. Now we're at a loss again in the next couple of weeks. It is really, really hard for the first-time home buyers because the entry level for the homes have gone up so much and the values of homes have gone up so much and they have continued to climb. There was a price point about a week ago where we saw a little bit of a dip, just a slight dip in the average list price. But other than that, the numbers, if I'm allowed to show, I have through my office, we have free numbers from Altos, from Michael Lewis Suite. And I would like to show these because it really kind of goes deep and shows you what's going on in the market.
Oh, let's see them, Jenny.
So here is the actual numbers for this week. This is an actual real-time numbers. So last time we had our market update, we were about the same between 750 and 765 as a median list price. We still have that. The price per square foot has not changed. We're at 324. But if you look at the days on market, we're at between 21 and 44 days on market. So you're seeing homes stay on the market longer. Why? Because people are pricing their homes too high. If you look at the next here on price decreases, over the last week, 25% of the listings in our MLS in Corona had price decreases. 6% had price increases. That's actually lower than the norm. Normally we have between 8 and 9% increases. So people are just not increasing their properties. They're not relisting their properties, only 5% relisted. And our inventory is down to 173. We only had about 1 week this year that we were over 200 listings in Corona. We have 153,000 people in Corona and only 172 listings. Our median rent is now back up to $2,800 a month. Last time we did a market update, we were down to 2,600. So we're seeing a real fluctuation to where people are really not sure on how to price their homes, how to price their rentals. And our market action is really starting to go down a little bit. The beginning of the year, we had this hot seller's market. We were at 99, 98, where 50 is like at an even 50-50 split on a buyer's and seller's market. And now we're down to 78 from that 98, 99. So we are still in a very strong seller's market. If you call me today, I can give you top dollar for your home, but you have to take advantage of that now. I'm going to go ahead and go down a little bit for the next graph. And as you can see from 2018 to now, it's just been a steady increase in prices over the last couple of years. And here you see we had a little bit of a jump in mid-October, and then we're just staying at the average of 765 on an average. Now, this is where I think is very important to talk about. We talked before COVID, we were talking in the mid to high fours for the entry level home buyers. Now, if you look for a three bedroom, two bath home, 1600 square feet, you're talking 606 to 607 as an average price for a home to move in. That is a very large increase. What does that tell you? If you want to get into a home, now is the time to do it because this is not going to go down. It is only going to continue to go up. And as long as people continue to be able to pay the $600,000 for the entry-level homes, that is what's going to happen. And also, I want to point out that the new home builds are about the same prices as the entry-level homes that are pre-existing. So that's my in-depth in the numbers. And do you have any questions about that?
My question is, do you have any forbearance numbers? Do you know what's happening there? Will that increase the number of your listings, you know, where it will balance a little better with the demand, the supply and demand?
I actually had a graph that I did in September, and it showed that 4% of the defaults are still in default out of all of the defaults. All the rest of them have been paid. So out in Riverside County, all but 4% of the notice of defaults have been settled in some way or another. So we are not going to see an influx of REO properties or HUD properties. You're still going to have that, you know, person that has a reason to move for whatever reason, because 4% is nothing, and that's not going to change the market at all.
And I agree with you, Jenny, because the houses here in Arizona, if they're pre-foreclosure, they're sold before the date. And I just want to chime in on Arizona's decline of forbearance numbers. As of October 12th, we had 1.25 million mortgage holders that remain in COVID-19 related forbearance plans. That's representing 2.4% of all active mortgages. And more than 450,000 homeowners have exited their forbearance plans over the past 2 weeks alone. So that's, you know, with some 47,000 September month-end expiration, they're still left to process, and another 329,000 scheduled for a review for extension or removal in October. So that was October. We're now in November. I'll have those numbers next time. But overall, the forbearance are now down 359,000. That's a negative 22% over the past 30 days. Right. That's representing the largest rate of improvement over the start of the pandemic. Those numbers are very exciting. And that is why we do not have a lot of supply.
Yes, and I've been working on the notice of default properties just specifically here in Corona. And I had approximately 60 of them that I was working over the last couple of months. And the county actually updated their records to show, you know, paid the you know, less penance has been removed. Yes. And now I'm down to about 10. So, you know, it really, really, they have been catching up, whether they're getting their jobs back or they're going back to work. And they're, you know, going back and they're saying, okay, now I can pay my payments. Let's catch up. Let's refinance, get that better rate, whatever it is that they were planning on doing. That's what they're doing. But if you cannot, if you have not found a job, if you, let's just say you have long haul COVID and you're not able to go back to work, there's over 1.3 million workers that are now on disability that had COVID. This was in the news yesterday. 1.3 million long haulers are not going back to work right now because they are on long-term disability. That's 1.3 million workers in the US. So we're gonna see some of that. You know, some people have those medical excuses or something's happened in their family, but I also wanna bring up, we're gonna have a lot of probates, and we need to start talking about probates and how we're gonna handle probates, because a lot of these people that have passed away from COVID did not have trusts. And they have family members that don't know what to do with the properties, or maybe they don't have anybody that to leave the property to. So if you're in any of those circumstances, you're more than welcome to give me a call because I have worked those prior to, and I'm very, very good with working with people when it comes to losses and helping them through that. But on a positive note, we do have great homes for sale in Corona. I don't personally have one for sale right now. I have a lot that's about 15 minutes away. It's 20 and a half acres. And I'm out there every week showing this property now. It is absolutely amazing how many people are interested. It has a view of Lake Matthews. It's got 360 degree views. It's listed for $250,000. It is on a road that is dirt driving for about a mile. But it is a beautiful property, and I like to talk about that because I had the price reduction from $300,000 to $250,000. Wow. And also I want to make sure that everybody knows Yvonne's property that she has at land listing is absolutely gorgeous that is available. I actually have one of my clients that I referred to her. And again, we have beautiful homes for sale here in Corona. And I can guarantee you, if you want to list your property, you want to buy a property, now is the time to do it, especially if you're wanting to purchase. If you're planning on moving out of state, I personally would like you to reach out to me so that I can hook you up with Yvonne or another VIP agent that can help you in another state or another county, whatever it may be, so that we can plan if you're planning on selling, so we can help you do that next move, so they're not worried about where you're going to stay after you sell your property. So there's a lot of programs out there, including the Golden State Finance Authority program, where you can actually, you know, have your house on the market or even think about it and go and buy a property with the down payment assistance. You could put a down payment on a home in Arizona while you're selling your home here in California. If you're interested in my land lot, or if you want to talk about buying or selling and what's going on in the market, please give me a call. I'm at 951-316-0374.
Thank you so much, Jenny. As always, VIP agent extraordinaire. And truly, you want to reach out to Jenny. She truly knows how to serve her clients.
And don't forget, I have my show starting January 1st, Home Buyer Town Hall Corona. And my first show has the Vice Mayor of Corona, and I'm really excited to share information.
Oh, that's going to be great. I want to tune in. Make sure you send me an invite.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jenny. And please watch Jenny in her new show. It's coming in January, Corona at its finest. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to hear all about finance from Eric Frazier from First Bank.
Many Californians fear that they will not be able to pay their rent next month. Financial education and literacy are the catalyst for relief. So what resources are out there? A State of California program connects you with a HUD-certified housing counselor who can assist you on your financial education journey with no cost to you. Call today at 1-800-569-4287. Again, that is 1-800-569-4287.
Want to keep up with the current developments happening in the world of real estate? The Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by Eric L. Frazier, is a show you do not want to miss. The show features a panel of VIP agents who are passionate about helping people. It is what they do best. They discuss today's hot topics, latest market updates and trends. The panel also conducts interviews with prominent figures in the industry. New episode every Friday live on Facebook, and replay on the Power Is Now YouTube channel.
Welcome back. You know, we just heard from Jenny from Corona, California, with her wonderful presentation. And you know all about Arizona. We're going to get into finance now with Eric Frazier from First Bank. And he covers 48 states. Eric, share with us all of these great programs that you're offering this audience.
I certainly will, Yvonne. Thank you so much. You're doing a fantastic job as the host of the Real Estate Roundtable. And, you know, as I was listening to Jenny and listening to you earlier, I was thinking to myself, where can people go and get this kind of information online from people who are actually embedded in the community, been there a long time? Jenny's been there for 20 years. You've been in Arizona for what, how many years now?
I relocated, purchased a second home in 1981, moved here full time in 1986.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you both are very knowledgeable about the area. And that's so important, I think, for a buyer to work with someone who really knows what's going on, not just how to sell the house in the city, but to know the city and all the wonderful attributes of the city. So, you know, my hat's off to you and to Jenny for being the professionals you are, and to you for hosting this show. Yvonne, I'm happy to talk about First Bank and the great programs that we have here. Again, let me state for those of you who may be just tuning in, my name is Eric Frazier. I'm a vice president and mortgage advisor with First Bank. My license number is 461-807. The views and opinions that I express about the market are my own and do not necessarily reflect that of First Bank. But First Bank is, they're in the game and have been for a long time. Since 1910, have they been making the American dream a reality for people. And we're licensed in 48 states. And so if you're interested in buying or selling are maybe pulling out property and equity out of your home through a refinance or a home equity line of credit, I can help you with all of that and to enable you to buy more property or to move up or to downsize. Now, a First Bank is a full service bank. So it's not just home loans, but we do business loans, we do commercial loans, we do loans for churches, we do unsecured loans and auto loans and boat loans. We do it all, folks. So it's a full service, privately held bank. It is not a big box bank like the B of A's and the Chases out there. It is a family owned bank. In fact, they love working with, First Bank does, family-owned businesses and supporting them with capital and things of that nature. So if you want to learn more about First Bank and the opportunities that exist here to get the help you need in terms of financing, please reach out to me. We're also hiring. So if you're a loan professional and you're looking to work in California, whether it be Northern California, Southern California, I'm based in California, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to talk to you about the career opportunities here as a mortgage originator. Now, interest rates have actually recently dropped and FHA rates are below 3% now. VA loans below 3%, conventional loans below 3%. So I'm really kind of shocked to see that rates have dropped again. And it's really good news, as things do typically slow down in the fourth quarter as we head to, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year's. And so hopefully these lower interest rates will incentivize buyers out there to get to stay out there and buy and not spend all their time shopping and traveling because prices are not going down. And in fact, if these interest rates continue to go in this direction, prices will just continue to rise. Many of us were hoping that as interest rates rise, we'll see the acceleration, the appreciation of real estate to decelerate. I mean, it's not going to go in the opposite direction. I want to be clear about that. There is no bus coming anytime soon. There's an old saying in economics, behind every boom, there is a bus. And, you know, history does support that. But we do not. I haven't read anywhere or heard anyone say that we are close to any kind of bust where property values are just going to plummet in value. And one of the primary reasons for that is because there's not enough homes for sale. There's simply not enough supply to keep up with the population growth, the new family formations. The economy is actually heating up. People are going back to work. Businesses are starting to thrive again. Builders are building again, and they can't build it fast enough to meet the demand. Here in Little Oak, California, California is one of the 50 states here, United States, but yet as a country, it ranks like number 5. We have 40 million people that live here today. And our GDP is, ranked in the top 5 of all nations. Now, in California, they're predicting that populations are going to grow from 40 million to 50 million by 2050. And right now, just between now and 2025, there's almost a 2 million unit shortfall to meet the current demand. And so if anyone is telling you to wait, property values are going to drop, they are unfortunately mistaken. If anyone is telling you that there's going to be another foreclosure crisis and properties are going to drop, they're also mistaken. Most people who are in forbearance plans are exiting those plans with no problem at all. And those who still may have some challenges of holding onto their home, they're sitting on tons of equity. They can sell their home in a traditional sell and perhaps, be in a better position to buy again. So folks, times have changed, and I'm not sure what the future holds. No one can know it 100% certainty, but this I do know, that if you don't buy now and take advantage of these interest rates, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. And I just hope and pray, Yvonne, that interest rates remain low well into 2022. There are many who believe that we're going to see interest rates go up significantly, at least 1% or maybe even more. In fact, I have some data I want to share with you from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and the MBA and other sources that track this information. Let me share it now. So take a look at the graphic here. This is addressing some, you know, fiction that exists. There's a lot of misinformation out there about what's going to happen to interest rates, or, you know, what's going to happen to inventory and home prices. So here's a great report. And the source of this information is from Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, the MBA, the National Association of Realtors, and CoreLogic. And so the first fictional statement out there is that I should wait for mortgage rates to drop. Well, this is what the experts are saying. Freddie Mac, right now, today's rates are 2.8 across the board, all right, according to Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, MBA, and NAR. And I just shared the rates now, you know, straight from First Bank. They're projecting by the second quarter, we're talking about the summer of 2022, that interest rates would be 3.6, 3.7, 3.5 accordingly. So each organization has their estimate, and they're all around, ranking around 3.5 to 3.7. The only one that says that it'll be about 3.0 is Fannie Mae, and that's interesting. The other fictional statement is that there are no houses on the market, and that's not true either. Since January, the number of single-family homes available for sale has been rising. So we are seeing inventory. This is why you don't want to give up. You don't want to stop looking. You want to renew your loan commitments and stay out there making offers with your agent. It's going to happen for you. And so look at this. From January, 870,000 units to 1.14 million in July. And so this is really good news, and many believe this trend will continue. The next fictional statement is that every home is selling for way more than the asking price. Here are the facts. While home prices are appreciating, today roughly 6 in 10 homes sell for over the list price. So not every house out there is selling above the list price. You are going to have homes that are very desirable and you know, great locations, great neighborhoods. Well, they're going to sell for more. There'll be a bidding war for those homes. And there are many areas where you still have that kind of competition. But it's not every home. So don't believe those naysayers out there who just want to fill you up with negativity about buying a home. You know, don't listen to them. Listen to those of us who are in the game, who are closing transactions every day for first-time home buyers, who agents who are getting offers accepted every single day. Why can't that be you? Well, it can be you if you're working with the right agent and you're working with the right bank and you're getting the right information. And I know that's what we seek to do here at The Power Is Now. And that is provide you accurate information through our Home Buyer Town Hall, our real estate update, which is today, and to connect you with real estate agents who really know what they're talking about, who know what they're doing and can make it happen. And I bring 40 years of banking. I have been through every market, every situation. I have closed just about every kind of loan you can think of. I have actually closed, and I specialize in helping people purchase homes, whether it be investment, their primary residence, or their move-up home, or their vacation home. I can help you do that. 40 years of banking, and I'm also a licensed real estate broker for 20 years as a broker, 30 years as an agent. My wife and I, we own a real estate company. We're actively engaged in real estate. And so I'm just blessed to be very knowledgeable on the transactional side, of acquiring real estate, and on the lending side in financing real estate. And so if you need my assistance, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Don't get caught up in getting the wrong information, misinformation about buying a home. Now, let me share some final thoughts here in regard to the market in general. I conduct homebuyer seminars all the time, in which I talk about FHA, VA, USDA, conventional loan programs. First Bank also has portfolio programs, and they are making the difference for people who need larger loan amounts. You know, up to $3 million can you get financed at incredibly low interest rates. Also, First Bank offers professional loans. So if you're a doctor or a lawyer or a PhD, full-time professor, or CPA, then you can get our professional program that will provide you 100% financing up to $300,000. So if you're in the Midwest and you're looking to buy a home someplace where you can still find homes in that $300,000 range, reach out to me. I can help you with that. We also offer a professional programs up to $750,000 with only 5% down. 5% down, and there's no mortgage insurance. The interest rates on these programs, by the way, are below 3%. Below 3%, no mortgage insurance, 5% down. Also, exceptions can be made depending on your profession, your income, your debt ratio, your credit, to much higher than $750,000. It just depends on what you bring to the table. I love our professional program. What's really hot for us right now is the interest-only product. Our interest-only program is for 7 years. The interest rate is below 3%, below 3%. Now think about this for a moment. If you're financing a million-dollar home, right, and you just wanted to pay just the interest, not the principal, but just the interest and the taxes and the insurance. Well, 3% on 3 million is 30,000. That's $2,500 a month. Add your taxes and your insurance. It's going to represent on the average of $1,000 to $1,500 a month in your payment. Many people are choosing the interest-only option because they have no intention of ever paying off their home, none whatsoever. And when you look at the amortization schedule on a 7 year, for the first 7 years on a fully amortized 30-year fixed mortgage, which is at a higher rate, you'll see that in that first 7 years, all you have paid is interest anyway, and very little money has been applied to the principal. Many people don't realize, Yvonne, that the fully amortized fixed rate loan is pre-computed interest, is based on the rule of 78, and is actually predatory for anyone who's not going to stay in their property for the full 30 years and pay it off. If you're going to sell your home or downsize or move up anytime in the first 5 to 7, even 10 years, then you will have paid almost double what you would normally pay in interest if you had just gone with a simple interest loan. Now, I can get into more details with you. I can show you graphs. I can give you amortization schedules to prove to you that this program, interest only, is not some newfangled thing. It's not some predatory thing. In fact, it's just the opposite of predatory. 30-year fixed rate mortgages are predatory in that because of the rule of 78, you're paying just about all the interest the bank would get on a normal 30-year plan. You're giving it to them all up front in a very short period of time, as opposed to an interest-only loan being charged interest just for the amount of money you owe on and for that period in which you have it. So every time you pay extra on an interest-only loan, you're reducing the amount of interest you're going to pay the following month. It's really an incredible way to go, and most people don't do it because they're afraid. They think, number one, there's a balloon. There are no balloons on this program. At the end of that 30-year period, it converts to an adjustable rate loan for the remaining 23 years. And there are protections. There are annual caps. There are life caps. And so you know the day you get the loan, what the highest rate could ever be on that loan. And in the adjustment periods after your fixed period, what your highest rate can be. And so it really represents an opportunity for people to be able to buy more home because you qualify at that lower payment, to be able to not just buy more home, but to be able to have more cash flow, to be able to save more money. Because at the end of the day, you know, you're banking on that home appreciating and being able to sell that property and make money on the equity. That's what you're banking on. And that's what's been happening over the last 15 years here in the United States. Real estate has been an incredible investment. I have a client, Yvonne, purchased a home a year ago, today is sitting over $100,000 in equity today, and it's not going down anytime soon. She may not be experiencing the 10 to 12% appreciation in the future, but it'll be at least 3 to 5%, which is normal appreciation. And so we're looking at deceleration, not depression of real estate because of the low inventory. If you're interested in buying a home and you don't have the money, please consider down payment assistance. I specialize in programs that will give you just about all the money you need, not all of it. It takes about 7% to buy a house between the down payment and closing costs. I can get you almost all of it, where you may have to come in with between 1.5% to 2% of your own money to buy that home using down payment assistance. And guess what? You don't even have to be a first-time home buyer. Well, that's my report, Yvonne. Thank you so much for being the host of the Real Estate Roundtable and for allowing me this opportunity to just give an overview of what is available today in financing real estate. For those of you who would like to reach out to me, just call me at 714-475-8629. I do not answer my phone. You'll receive it'll be answered by my assistant or by my answering service, and they can schedule a time for you to speak to me. Or you can go to qualifytobuynow.com, qualifytobuynow.com, where you can download my mobile app. And on my mobile app will not only be an online calendar to schedule a time to talk to me, but you'll also be able to apply. You can actually apply and get started with the process of getting a full loan commitment from First Bank. But then thank you, Yvonne. Thank you for those of you who are watching or listening. Please reach out to me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Eric, that is phenomenal. I have one question on the interest only. Let's say that a spouse, if it's a married couple and they receive a bonus or a huge commission, would you advise them to take a portion of that and pay toward their principal balance? Or would you advise them to remain, to put that money to the side or invest it or cryptocurrency it or whatever? What would be your recommendation? Because I do run into clients that earn huge bonuses or huge commissions and they want to take it and do something with it. So does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it just depends on what their overall financial goal is. So first, let me say that everybody needs to have a certified financial planner on their team to help them make decisions like this, because it is an important decision to make, and you need to take a lot of things into consideration. Everyone should have a goal, should have a plan, a financial plan for their life in terms of getting ready for retirement and acquiring assets, and also for leaving an estate for your family, for your children. And so it just depends. So here's an example. I have a client right now. High net worth individual, makes into the well $600,000, receives a great salary plus big bonuses like you're talking about. His intention is never, ever to pay off any house. No intention whatsoever, right? And so for him, the payment is so low and so affordable. The only reason for him to put a lump sum down is that his intentions are to pay off the house. And by dropping a lump sum on that mortgage, especially on the interest-only loan, his payment drops because the interest, again, is what you're paying. You're paying interest on only what you owe. So not only is he reducing the payment, but he's reducing the amount of interest he's being charged on the loan. That does not happen on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. That is not an advantage. If you pay extra, they're still going to take all that upfront interest from you before they allow that extra to be applied to the principal. And it does not affect your payment whatsoever. Your payment remains the same. It will accelerate the mortgage from maybe a 30-year to maybe 27 or 25 years, but it does not affect your payment. It does not affect, doesn't give you more cash flow, and it does not reduce the amount of interest that you're paying. So if the objective of your buyer is to pay off the property, then by all means, home equity lines of credit and interest-only loans are a great way for people who have good income, great income, bonus income. Both programs, home equity lines of credit and interest-only loans, give you that flexibility of dropping big payments, keep reducing the interest you're paying, and eventually pay off the mortgage. Now, the home equity line of credit, though, is far more riskier because that rate adjusts every month. It's based on the Wall Street Journal Prime. The caps are much higher. And so for those who are buying large mortgages or buying large homes, big, you know, significant mortgages, then they may want to choose the interest only locked in for 7 years and really focus on just buying right and going for the appreciation, because that's ultimately what everybody should be doing. It's all about location, location, and then the last thing, which is really important, and that is location, right? It's about appreciation of your property over time. And at the end of the day, whether you have a 30-year fixed rate mortgage and you're getting little principal reduction, or an interest-only loan and you're not getting any principal reduction at all, at the end of that 7-year period or 10-year period or 15-year period, you want to be able to sell or leverage through a loan or hand it down to your family member an asset that has increased in value. And that's the bottom line.
Right. That we call that generational wealth. And one last question. So the interest rate would remain low, historically low. The FICO score you must have a 680 or better in order to have an interest only. Is that correct? An interest only loan?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Your FICO score needs to be 720. And honestly, I don't know why, but this is kind of the case everywhere. About 720 is what your FICO score needs to be. And that's the same thing also for the professional loans. As well, if you're a doctor, lawyer, CPA, or MBA, you know, if you are any of those guys, it's important. And then let me restate that: doctors, medical doctors, medical dentists, PhDs who are teaching at universities, those are the individuals, and CPAs, those are the individuals that are eligible for professional loans. And you have to have the credit, at least a 725 FICO score, to take advantage of professional loans and interest-only loans.
That, I think, is very good information for our listening audience. And I want all of you to know, you are listening to the Power Is Now Media. This platform brings you the content that you can't find anywhere else. So you should always tune in on any of our programs that we have. You can go to YouTube, Apple TV, where the Power Is Now Media. We have expanded over 330 million.
300 million is our reach now with the launch to Apple TV, Android TV, Roku, Fire Stick, and then our mobile app available on all mobile devices now. I mean, our reach is serious. And it's a great opportunity for people to get access to the content that we are creating.
And the content has not only been on in 2021, we can go back to very rich content. Eric, I started with you in 2019 and you were going strong. You've been the Power Is Now for over
12 years now. We just celebrated 12 years, Yvonne, in August, and we're about to head to a new milestone for the Power Is Now and being an online TV network available on all platforms everywhere. And I'm really excited about that.
As I am. I am very, very thrilled that I will be representing Arizona. My new show will be coming with Peggy Simmons. She's a veteran. She is the most incredible realtor I know here in the Valley. I have had the pleasure of not only working with Peggy Simmons, but Peggy Simmons mentored me when I got my license in real estate. She's such a gracious person, and she definitely comes to the table with great content. And I'm excited about that in January, Eric.
I'm excited as well, folks. We have 12 shows, brand new shows happening in January. And that's today. By the end of the year, we will probably be up to 50 shows. And Yvonne, I'm looking for seasoned real estate professionals like you and Peggy and Jenny and all the VIP agents that are on our platform to host their own show in their own market and have exclusivity. And so you own Arizona on the Powers Now TV network. Jenny Gonzalez owns Corona. No one else can have a show on our platform, at least, about real estate in Corona other than Jenny Gonzalez and you there in Arizona. So it's a wonderful opportunity for seasoned real estate professionals who understand the importance of establishing your brand online, your market authority online, your professionalism, and all that you bring to support buyers and sellers in their quest to acquire real estate and to build wealth. Everything is happening online. And so either you are a thought leader, or you are a, you're an educator, you are a supporter, you are a resource, you're something online to somebody. So be the person you want the world to see, and you can do it online. And you're doing it, Yvonne, with this show, the Real Estate Market Update, and coming in January, your own show, the Home Buyer Town Hall, Arizona, with Peggy Simmons.
I like that. And I just want to add one more thing. I have several real estate agents that watch my show. So I'm calling you out, you VIPs. You need to contact the Power Is Now Media and become a VIP agent. They're starting neighborhoods. And I thought this was fascinating when I was on the call the other day. So what this means is if you work a particular neighborhood, you could speak on that neighborhood. And just think how exciting that would be. Not only your sign, but you will have a platform to send to the clients in this neighborhood that you're speaking about. That raises the bar of you being a VIP agent. So reach out to me if you have any questions, or go to the Power Is Now Media. I'm just ecstatic over being a part of this platform, and I welcome more of you to join me, because we're taking off 2022. We're launching. We'll be in the moon. I think this has been a fantastic show, and folks, go to the Power Is Now Media and watch our other shows. They are a great content of information, and the power is definitely now to purchase. And come see Arizona through my eyes. Yvonne McFadden, Deluxe Realty. Thank you for watching.
The Power Is Now Media is worldwide with growing audience of future home buyers, investors, builders, developers, real estate agents, and brokers. The Power Is Now Media is well positioned to increase awareness and produce results for our growing roster of advertising partners. An advertisement on any of our platforms is the right step toward reaching and communicating key brand messages to a targeted network of individuals, families, and communities interested in housing. Our content areas include feature stories and profiles on successful real estate agents, business owners, government, and community leaders. The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small home ownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, Real Estate, and Programming Guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate and mortgage news and information from industry experts. VIP agents are able to feature listings each week. The Power Is Now TV radio podcast features weekly shows that include Home Buyers Town Hall, Real Estate Roundtable, VIP Agent Spotlight, and so much more. Each week, VIP agents have opportunities to be featured guests on the shows. VIP agents can discuss and showcase houses, neighborhoods, and provide brief introductions. The interviews are unlimited 10 to 15 minutes on each current listing. This product alone separates you from your competition. The Power Is Now delivers to you market update interview to promote listing weekly, promotional biographical video, co-host a bi-monthly homebuyers town hall show, featured subject matter expert on real estate roundtable show, The Power Is Now program guide e-magazine, The Power Is Now national e-magazine, article writing and blogging, social media content customization, inclusion and press releases, graphic design services, business and performance coaching, technology support, referrals, lead generation opportunities, and management support.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.